This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Initial filings for unemployment rose slightly in Colorado last week, with more than 6,000 filing new claims. More than 2,000 filed through a program for gig workers and independent contractors hurt by the pandemic. Regular claims are ticking up after declining over the summer. Many Colorado hospitals are activating emergency command centers to centralize decision-making to deal 24/7 with the rising number of COVID patients. Today, 622 people are hospitalized, the highest number since early May. Julie Lonborg with the Colorado Hospital Association says at that current rate, state facilities could be overwhelmed by year's end.
We can and need to change the course of this right now. We need to rally the way that we did in the spring as a community and as a state.
Lonborg says hospitals can adjust to higher numbers, but only to a point. The growing number of COVID patients has the potential to use up supplies of protective gear and ICU beds. The Boulder County Commission has selected a new RTD director for Broomfield and Longmont. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The commission chose Eric Davidson, who leads a small business. He'll join the board as RTD is making drastic budget cuts. At the same time, political leaders wanted to keep saving money for the long-promised train to Boulder and Longmont. Davidson told the commission that he agrees with that.
I firmly believe we need to have a mindset to the future and not be stealing from the future right now to cover problems today.
Davidson was appointed because no candidates made the ballot in District I. He'll join the board in January. The board as a whole could see significant turnover, depending on the outcome of the election next week. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Coming up, a top Republican election lawyer talks about the Supreme Court rulings that blocked an attempt to challenge ballot deadlines in two swing states. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Colorado decides whether to reintroduce gray wolves in just a few days. Some say the plan could bring a bigger and hungrier variety of wolves. CPR Sam Brash tracks down Colorado's original wolves in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Lows tonight, 30s along the Front Range. It will be in the 20s for the mountains. This is CPR.